entertainment and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Oh, a little Rod Stewart for a Thursday. D-Day in America. Goes back to 1944. And it's not a day to celebrate, but it is a day to show veterans a little respect out there. Be glad that they all survived their involvement in our military. It is the 6th of June. Gary U.S. Bonds is 80 years old today, if you remember his songs from the 60s and 70s. Today, as always, our show is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin 20 Hyundai in Kingman. And I'm starting, my cold's starting to go away, so I don't know if that improved my voice today or not, but you decide on your end of the radio. Today we have two guests with Mojave Pride. And if you have any questions for the first half hour or the whole show, you can call 298-1063. That's 702 area code, of course. And with me for the first half hour with Mojave Pride, we have...
Hi, my name's Brittany.
Brittany and...
Taylor, and my pronouns are he, him, his.
Okay, very good. And so, and both of you are organizers of the event.
Correct.
Yep.
Right? So, this is the first one.
It is.
How did it come about?
My sister and I were driving back from Vegas Pride, and we decided that it was definitely something we could do, and that it was time that we had one closer to home than Vegas or Phoenix.
Right, okay. And who's the main audience that you're looking to show up on Saturday?
You know, honestly, anybody, everybody is welcome. But we're, you know, here to support the LGBTQ plus community.
Okay, all right. And so, and is it, it's a kid-friendly event also?
It is. We have an activity area for kids. There's bouncies, face painting, rock painting, a water area where they can play with water squirters, and there's tie-dye in there. And it's also inside of the area where the playground and the park itself is.
Oh, okay. And this is at Metcalf Park?
It is.
What's the hours on Saturday?
10 to 8.
10 to 8. Yeah. I almost tricked you there with a question, huh, Taylor?
A little bit.
Let's see. So now, how long have you been planning this?
We decided it in October of last year. And then we didn't want to bother anybody during the holidays. We didn't really think we'd get much reaction because everybody's planning everything else. And then starting the first of the year, pretty much, we started reaching out to people. So it came together in about 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've done events, and they don't often come together that quick.
No.
In fact, I was in a meeting at 9 o'clock this morning where we're talking about an event. I said, we need to get this down to a small committee and start meeting right away, you know. So now, do you have sponsors?
We do. We have Sundowners is sponsoring the Kid Zone.
Okay.
Blackbridge is sponsoring our beer garden area. And then we have Timeless Printing, Eagle Realty, Desert Flower Creations made our shirts, which Taylor's actually wearing today.
Yep.
Gracie's Vintage, Staples helped us with a lot of our flyers and all of the printing that we needed done as well.
Good deal.
Holistic Homesteaders and Mind Body Connection, which is a massage therapist that's helping sponsor as well.
Very good. So your sponsors will be there tomorrow. You have a sponsor area set up for them also?
On Saturday.
Excuse me.
A lot of them actually decided to have booths, so yes,
yeah,
they will be there.
Right. Okay, very good. Now, Taylor, I asked you before we got going here how many people you think are going to be there. You threw out a number that almost fell out of my chair.
Yeah. Well, we've had such a fantastic response, and, you know, looking at the analytics on the Facebook pages and looking at the analytics on the website and everything, it seems like about 5,000 people are going to show up.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got people coming in from Vegas and Phoenix and, you know, all over the area. So there's been a tremendous...
Where are they going to park?
I don't think they're going to all be there at once.
Oh, good. Okay.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Because you're about 12 hours long. You're 8 a.m. until, or 10 a.m. until 8 p.m.
Yeah, and that's just the main event, so.
And then there's an after party.
There is. There's an after party down the street at Blackbridge Brewery, which starts at 9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it gives everybody time to break down their booths and, and go to the after party.
Yeah.
So what are some of the activities you're going to have during the day going on? Is it just going to be people mingling, or are you going to have events going on?
Yeah, so there's going to be people mingling, obviously. We're going to have vendor booths so they can go around and shop and get some fun little trinkets. We've got great food vendors that are going to be there. We've got a beer garden. We've got live entertainment. The Swillers, a few other bands and DJs are going to be showing up throughout the day.
Okay.
We're going to have some speakers from the community, people who've been here for a long time, you know, coming up on stage and talking and telling about their experience. And the event itself is completely free. The entertainment's completely free. It's just the kid zone area that is requiring wristband. And that's more or less for, you know, tracking.
Right, but it's free also.
No, the kid zone area is not free. We have pre-sale tickets for $6 right now. And they're located at American Apparel. And
you can also get them at Sideshow Tattoo, which is a tattoo shop in Kingman near the movie theater.
Okay.
And I want to say there's one other place, but I cannot remember where it is.
My Kids?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, My Kids. Okay.
Yeah, and those are pre-sale for $6. And then at the day of the event, they're $10 at the Pride booth.
Okay. So. And there's going to be supervision in there? Is that what some of the money's going for? The people that are running it and operating it.
Yes. However, you need to be with your own children.
Yes. Oh, okay. It's not going to be a. It's
you
not going to be a dump
off
and go.
No.
No babysitting.
No. Because
no. I know a lot of parents think that when they say, "Oh, kids zone." There you go. I'll see you tomorrow.
No. Right. And we're actually gonna have people that are stationed throughout. We're gonna have adults at the bouncies to make sure that we don't get any black eyes.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to, when the parents purchase the wristband.
Right.
We're going to have a sign-up sheet so we keep track of the amount of kids that we get and so that they can put down a phone number in case anything happens or a child gets lost or we have a kid come up to us and say, "I can't find mommy." That way we can look and we know how to get a hold of their parent. Yep. In the kid zone, we're also going to have a demonstration from the SCA.
SCA?
SCA.
Yeah, they do, like, historical reenactments and stuff like that. So.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do a demonstration there as well.
Good. So you got a lot of stuff going on throughout this. I mean, you got almost 10 hours there. You're gonna
Yeah, and that's just the main day event. So, I mean, you know, starting at 9 o'clock, like she said, we've got, you know, the drag show and after party at Blackbridge.
Right.
And then actually the following day, we have another event. So over at...
On Sunday. This has grown now into a two-day event.
Yeah. So Victoria's Sugar Shack is actually going to be hosting our Donuts and Drag Queens. And that's an all-ages event, so they can come in and get snacks and refreshments. And it's $10 at the door. It's limited seating, though, because, you know, it's a big space. But
right. Okay. So that happens Sunday at what time?
That's going to be at Sunday at 10 o'clock at Victoria's Sugar Shack.
I didn't know that it expanded into a two-day event already.
Oh, we couldn't fit it all in one.
Yeah.
Wow. So 6 months of planning, and now it's grown into a two-day event. How many of your – are you going to have a lot of other vendors besides your sponsors?
We are, actually. We have a lot of different types. We have informational booths. We have a whole area that is health and wellness. There's going to be the fire department there. There's going to be HIV and AIDS prevention booths there. We have some mental health. Yep, we have some drug addiction, some mental health.
Yeah, actually, one of our sponsors, Sonoran Prevention Works, is going to be.
Yes, our nonprofit is going to have a booth there as well.
Okay.
And we're also going to have a hug tent for people that need a hug.
Oh,
and
okay.
And we're going to have, next to that, we're going to have a therapy dog tent for people that need to hug a dog. And
that would be me. I'm more of a dog hugger.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Hey, yeah.
And then we're going to have the Western Arizona Humane Society is going to have a booth.
All right.
We've got Kingman High School and Mojave High School for sure are going to have booths as well. GSA club is going to be there. And then we have vendors that are selling stuff. We have, I believe we have a couple realty booths.
Yep.
Now, did you guys form a nonprofit for this?
We're actually working towards that right now. Yeah,
501c3,
so,
right?
Yeah. So, I mean, we have a website up and ready. We're just getting ready to finish it out. That's what this is going to go for. It's andtheninitiative.org.
It's what?
Andtheninitiative.org.
Okay. And then.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What does that represent?
So it's basically, we're still working on all the specifics, but it's basically this community is kind of lacking in some services for the LGBTQ population as a whole, and we're gearing things towards, you know, helping them find the services they need. Like, a lot of LGBT people get kicked out of their houses when their parents find out
that
they're LGBTQ. Actually, homelessness in the country as a whole is right around 1 in 30 youth, 13 to 17 years old. 40% of those identify as queer.
Okay.
So that's an overwhelming majority.
Right.
Yeah. And so we're looking to provide services or guide people in the right direction.
All right. Very good. So that's what you're going to do with your... So that's going to go on throughout the year after this event, right?
Correct. Yep. Yeah, we're gonna sponsor events for the whole year.
So are you prepared for the board of directors and the whole nine yards?
Yep.
Wow. So what started as just a little community event...
kind of grew fast.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy for you that it's growing that fast and becoming that big, because too many times, you know, people start an event and it doesn't go anywhere.
Right.
So I hope that people show up and support it. Let us take a break, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more.
All right.
All right.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Everybody loves strawberries, and it's strawberry time at Perkins. Come and try the fresh strawberry croissant French toast platter. A flaky, buttery croissant dipped in our signature French toast batter, grilled and loaded with fresh, sweet glazed strawberries and Bavarian cream. Or the fresh strawberry chicken salad. Smoked pulled chicken, fresh strawberries, glazed walnuts, and feta cheese. Served with our house-made strawberry balsamic vinaigrette. Perkins, 2250 Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loans. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside. Inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years' experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Sugar. And we are back on a Thursday, Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host every weekday. And as always, the show is brought to you by Mojave Shred. If you have documents and you deal with employee information or customer information, you need to know about Mojave Shred. So give Randy a call over there. He can help you out protecting those documents. And then we have Perkins Family Restaurant, where, of course, you can get a breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And they got the pies, they got the muffins, they got the cookies and brownies. I mean, oh, it's a great little place. And they're building in Kingman right now, so they're coming to Kingman. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where you can get your co-op connection card, and it just saves you money around town. So if you're not into saving money, you don't need a co-op connection card. But if you like to save money on prescriptions, doctor visits, purchases at stores and whatnot, then you're going to want a co-op connection card. Just stop by their office on Hancock Road and pick one up. Barron's Pest Solutions. If you've got bugs or spiders or scorpions or termites at your house, then you're going to want to get rid of them. And Barron's is the solution to getting rid of those little nasty pests. And they'll even take care of a bee problem. So if you have that, give Barron's a call. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any car on the lot at any point in time. You can also order a brand new Hyundai for under $20,000. And you can also pick the color, and you can pick out the type of interior you want. Go see the fine folks at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And again, our phone number here, if you want to call in with a question for our guest, is 702-298-1063. And we're back. And you wanted to mention a couple more sponsors.
Oh, yes. We had Pepsi donated water and Gatorade.
That's always good.
For the event, yes. And MCC donated tables and chairs, which is also great.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
People like to sit.
They do. Yeah. They do. It's crazy. Yeah. So, someone's texting me here. People listen to the show and they don't call in. They just text me, you know.
Right.
And then, Taylor, you had some kind of statistics or basically an answer to a question as to why are you having this event?
Yeah, and, you know, I appreciate you for asking that because that's a question that we get all the time. You know, people think that Pride and Pride parades are just a bunch of people dancing around in peacock outfits having a good time. But there's actually, you know, a very crucial reason why we have these sorts of events. This year, on the year, 50th anniversary of Stonewall, the reason we have stuff like this is because there's still a lot of work to do. So just for example, 40 out of the 50 states still have what are called gay panic laws.
What's a gay panic
law? Yeah, so this is really an interesting thing, is if you happen to be friends with somebody and they come out to you as homosexual or queer or
right,
whatever you want, if you shoot that person and murder them, you can use that as a defense to get off. And it's happening. It still happens today. As a matter of fact,
really?
2018, there was a case in Texas where a man 53 years old shot his 39-year-old neighbor. And he didn't he got a slap on the wrist for it. He got 10 years suspended probation. So no prison time.
So basically, if you're gay and you tell somebody, that person's allowed to shoot you.
In 40 states.
Wow.
Yep. And it happens. It's not one of those things that's...
Yeah, I'm just... I guess I'm oblivious to that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an unfortunate thing. Then also, you know, queer people, they experience abuse, especially from family members at a much higher rate, 60%.
More so from family than from strangers,
from
huh?
family, yeah.
Wow.
Family is sometimes the harshest critic.
Yeah, well, and I know families are the harshest critics. I just wouldn't think that this would be something criticizable.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's...
You are who you are.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate you saying that, but many people still can think of it as a choice, even though science and everything else has proven otherwise. It's
right.
Still, you know, there's a lot of work to be undone. You know, just a few more things, like 42.8% of queer people attempt suicide before they're even 18 years old. That's a vastly uneven number as compared to their heterosexual
And that's just the pressure and the bullying and
a lot of it's a lot of it's the pressuring and bullying from school. A lot of it's because of religion. You know, if you're being told your entire life that you're going to, you know, burn in hell.
Right.
it's a lot of damage to a young person's mentality.
Yeah, no kidding.
And that's why we want to do this. We want to show people that there are people that care and there are people that will support you.
Right.
And you're not by yourself.
Yeah.
And we've had amazing people come out for our volunteer meetings. And it just, I mean, you know, some of these people, when we're just sitting there, there's tears in their eyes streaming down their face because they can't believe it's actually happening.
And because they thought they were alone.
Right, they thought they were alone.
Yeah.
And we've got a huge population in this community of LGBT people.
Right. Well, and I've been here 39 years, and I know men and women that fit into those categories. I'm not going to go into specifics, but they all have families, they all have careers, they all have, you know, I mean, they live and breathe just like the rest of us.
Right.
You know, and so I totally understand.
And that's the big thing, is we're just like everybody else.
Right.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't be isolated for it. We shouldn't be made to feel like we're alone for it. And
right.
We want other people to know that they have somebody they can reach out to.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So the event starts Saturday at 10.
Yep.
Correct.
And it's open to the entire county. And like you said, you're going to have people from Phoenix and Vegas coming down.
Yep.
So, all right. Is there anything that we've missed?
No. I don't think so.
All right. So we're down to the last few minutes here. Who can they call to get more information, or if they have last-minute questions after we kill the mics?
They can call me or my sister.
Okay.
My number is 928-377-9194, and my sister's phone number, which I probably should have memorized, is...
I don't have my sister's... Well, I have my sister's home number memorized, but not her cell phone.
Courtney's number is 928-263-9306.
And they can also go on the website, too. If they don't feel comfortable talking in person,
okay.
MojavePride.com, HavasuPride.com, KingmanPride.com, either one of those.
All right.
And they can also go to the Facebook page, which is just Mojave Pride.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you both for coming down.
Thank you for having us.
You live in Kingman, both of you?
Yep.
Nope. Yep.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. It's good information. I hope you have a great turnout. And, you know, you or your sister, call me next week. Take one of my cards there.
Okay.
And just let me know how it went. I'd love
we
to
will.
Hear from it. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand-new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand-new SUVs with no interest loan. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color. Pick your interior. Then picture your family in a brand-new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Everybody loves strawberries, and it's strawberry time at Perkins. Come and try the fresh strawberry croissant French toast platter. A flaky, buttery croissant dipped in our signature French toast batter, grilled and loaded with fresh, sweet glazed strawberries and Bavarian cream. Or the fresh strawberry chicken salad. Smoked pulled chicken, fresh strawberries, glazed walnuts, and feta cheese. Served with our house-made strawberry balsamic vinaigrettes. Perkins, 2250 Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Classic car owners trust their collectible vehicles to David Miner and his team of professionals at the Upholstery Shop in Bullhead City. Your boat will look and feel like new when you have it reupholstered at the Upholstery Shop. If your jet ski has a tattered seat, get it over to the Upholstery Shop. Just imagine new cushions on that patio furniture. David Miner only uses American-made Sunbrella, ensuring the longevity of your outdoor furniture. After all, living here, we practically live outside. Remember to drop it off at the Upholstery Shop, Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr., Bullhead City.
Summer is almost here. Hydration is important for every day. And hi, this is Herb from Herb's Herbs. With proper hydration, you will prevent many illnesses during our warmer months. You can prevent heat stroke and exhaustion by hydrating your body. Herb's Herbs has a full line of hydration products and electrolytes. Also, we carry a large line of sports products. For your skin, to protect it, we carry Badger sunscreen. See you at Herb's Herbs, Main Street.
And we're back at Speak Out 2.0. Larry Toonforce live from the Laughlin Mall. and our two guests left, and we have a new guest in the room. The show is brought to you each weekday by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And now we're going to switch topics to real estate. And we have Terry Sponder in here. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Larry.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Hey, first of all, you're a chamber ambassador. Did you go to the meeting yesterday?
I did.
So who's the chairperson for the Taste of Bullhead?
That's a very good question. I'm not sure.
Oh, I thought they picked one yesterday.
No, we did not talk about Taste the Bullhead yesterday. We talked about Oktoberfest yesterday.
Oktoberfest. And Oktoberfest is coming up the last Saturday in September.
That's right.
And
there's going to be a 5K with it this year.
A 5K?
A 5K starting, I think, like at 8 o'clock maybe. So we'll get done about the time that Oktoberfest actually opens.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
That's kind of cool. And I know Janine with Mary Kay is sponsoring that event.
Oh, very good. Okay.
So that's a cool new addition.
Yeah, that's changing. It's growing.
Yes.
So well, that's always fun. But let's talk about real estate. My throat, my voice is terrible. But what's happening in the world of real estate in Bullhead?
We're selling houses. We're selling lots of houses. The market is hot, as always. There's that price range from $100,000 to $200,000 that there's never enough inventory. So it's busy. We're keeping very busy.
I know that my next-door neighbor, they listed their house, I think it was like 144, which is right smack in the middle, you know. Mm-hmm. And 3 weeks, it was sold, and people are already moving in.
Well, that's what I was going to say. We've listed like a couple in the last couple weeks that maybe less than a week on market. But there again, you have a good house priced right in that price range,
right,
and they're going to move.
And they're ready to move in.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's those fixer-uppers, how are they doing now?
There's still a market for them. However, I think oftentimes the seller of the fixer-uppers don't always realize the extent of how much work is necessary in their house, so they're not always priced to sell at that point.
That it should be.
Right.
Yeah.
I know there's one in your neighborhood, or close to your neighborhood, that's a fixer-upper, and it's needs more work than what I think the seller sees.
Well, but isn't that common with most sellers, that they don't see problems because they've lived with them for so long, it's just out of sight. They don't remember that, you know, this is wrong or that's wrong or this mirror's cracked or this chip paint or whatever.
It's my house and this is how I wanted it, or I was happy here.
Yeah, well,
and it's very hard for me to tell a seller because this is their home of 20 years that
need to paint this, fix this.
The
fix
carpet
this.
Needs to be replaced or.
And but you have an inspection team that comes in when it goes up for sale, right? Or is that the buyer's?
That's the buyer's responsibility.
Okay.
And we always suggest that a buyer have a termite inspection and a home inspection.
Right.
The home inspector will, he's a generalist. So they'll check things like the roof.
Faucets.
And they will often come back and say the roof probably has 5 years left on it. That kind of thing. But they'll check the roof just to make sure if it's missing shingles or tiles, then that's something we want to have fixed.
Right, right.
They'll check the faucets, like you said. They'll check all the outlets to make sure there's electricity to all those outlets. They'll turn on the heat and the AC to make sure that it cools within to a certain degree within a certain amount of time.
So they're going to check the things that the new homeowner just assumes they're all working.
Yes.
You know, when you buy a new house or buy a house, you just assume that the family that was there had the AC working, had the heater working, and all the outlets, but not always.
That's not always true. You're right. So that's and with the home inspection, even if the seller isn't willing to make repairs, at least you know what you're getting into a little bit. And we also suggest home warranties.
Okay.
For $600, and oftentimes the seller will pay for that. The buyer has to ask.
All right.
But if the buyer asks for the seller to pay for a home warranty, it often happens.
Okay.
So for less than $600, you have coverage for a year. So during that time, if a covered item goes out, it's always the home warranty company likes to know that it actually worked when right. you bought the house. That home inspection is proof that, yeah, when I moved in here, this dishwasher worked. And now it doesn't work.
Now it doesn't, yeah.
Or the stove worked at the time I bought the house.
Right.
And now it doesn't. So that inspection report is helpful with the home warranty company as well.
Right.
It's just...
And it gives you an idea, if I recall, what needs to be fixed and how much it was going to cost.
Exactly.
And so if you're buying this house at $150,000 and then the inspection company comes in and goes, well, there's, you know, $3,000 worth of things that need to be fixed, then that gives the buyer an opportunity to say, well, we'll buy it for $147,000.
Now, the inspector won't really tell you, give you a dollar amount of what it's going to cost, but he'll tell you, he'll give you a list of things that need to be fixed.
Right.
Then we sit down with our buyer and tell them we need to come up with a list of what they want repaired.
Right.
What they can request repaired. Then the seller can come back, and the seller has three options. Either they can fix everything that the buyer's asking for, they can fix nothing that the buyer's asking for, or they can pick and choose.
Okay.
The latter, the pick and choose, will do some of it, but not all of it, is fairly common. And there again, we try to tell our buyers, if it's common general maintenance, this isn't a nitpicky place.
Right.
But if there's big ticket, if you're missing shingles on the roof, that should be replaced.
Yeah.
If your AC doesn't work, you need to have AC. You need to have heat. Those kind of things need to be repaired. But
well, in a house like mine, my house will be almost 29 years old. So the owner, the buyer's going to want to know that, oh, wait, that furnace and that air conditioner is 29 years old,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so, I mean, I know they are, you know, but I'm okay with it. Someday I'll have to replace them, and I know that, but I'm not in a hurry.
And that this is where we also have a seller's property disclosure, which we have all our sellers fill out. It's a 7-page document. And it's to the best of the seller's knowledge. 7 pages worth
seven
of...
7 pages?
Yeah, what you know about your house. Some questions might be, are you in the vicinity of an airport? Are you in an age-regulated community? But other questions that are good to know, one, who's your electric provider? Who's your gas provider? Those
right.
kind of things. You know who you write your check to every month.
Right.
But are you serviced with this? Does the city do your sewer, or are you on septic?
Yeah. Okay.
If you are on septic, do you know the last time you had your septic pumped?
Right.
Or do you know how old the septic is? Do you know how old your air conditioner is?
Okay.
Have you ever had a flood? Do you
so
know when that was?
Disclose all this. Yeah.
The seller is to disclose all that, and they sign off. A seller signs off that this is to the best of their knowledge.
Right.
Now, oftentimes, a seller may not know much of anything because maybe they inherited the property.
Right.
And they've never set foot in it.
Like if my son inherits my house, he'll know, but he won't know everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we've had that too where the...
He could say my grandpa wired it. You know?
Exactly.
He knows what my dad did, all my electrical. You
but
know,
but if my dad had his AC service last year or not,
yeah.
I don't know.
Exactly.
But that's... there should be a seller's property disclosure with every listing. We tell people, even if you don't know anything, sign it. Just say, I've never stepped foot on the property. This is what I know.
There you go. So now, in our area, we've got some developments that seem to be going up right now. Like, Medi has one on the south end of the city limits.
Mm-hmm.
He's got, like, 5 or 6 houses in there in construction.
The one out on Lippin?
Yeah.
Lippin and 95?
Right.
I think he's got more than that in it now. That is... Fairway Village Estates, I believe.
Right, that's it, yeah.
And I think it's got, I don't work there, but maybe 4 or 5 different phases, and I think he's opening phase number 2
now.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
His phase 1, there's at least 6 houses, but I think more than that now.
You know, I was talking with, I don't remember now, somebody recently. When I walk in the mornings, I walk out of my neighborhood, and I walk into a development that I didn't realize for a long time it was a development. It's off the parkway. I think it's Montana, where there's a little horseshoe.
Montana. Is it on the other side of the parkway from
you?
Montana?
No, it's on my side.
Okay.
It's Carolyn, I think, was the developer.
I was going to say there's a Montana Ridge, but that's on the airport side of the highway.
Well, this is on the airport side. This is across from Laredo Village,
yeah, that would
almost.
Be yep, Montana Ridge.
And there's a little horseshoe of families in there, and those are houses really nice. Because when I walk through the desert, and then I walk all the way up to that development. But the more I walk through the desert, I realize that, you know, these are leveled lots out here. And this has been graded, you know. And now, of course, the water has done damage since they originally did it, rainwater and stuff. But it looks like somebody's going to want to, at some point in time, start paving these and open up these other lots.
I'm sure it will, because there's been a lot of building going on in that little subdivision, too, in the last couple of years.
And then, of course, we had Dave Lords on a month or two ago, and they're doing a new Pinnacle Peak, I think it is, up there. So, but those developments like that use one real estate agent, don't they, or one company?
Well, Pinnacle, Ken Perillo from Laughlin Bullhead is working on that one, and that's actually, I believe, condos.
Oh, okay.
But I believe they will be listed on the MLS.
Oh, all right.
So he would be the listing agent for all of them.
Okay.
And that Montana Ridge, those houses are listed on the MLS.
Okay. Yeah. So, but everybody can pretty much sell everything in Bullhead?
If it's listed on the MLS. So the majority of it, yes.
And the MLS is multiple...
Multiple listing service.
And now to show homes, is it more people want to walk through it, or do they want to see video and drone shots and everything else?
The majority of the people probably look at the listings online before we walk through a house. Our demographics, we still have some people that don't look online, but the majority of them come up in with, I saw this on Zillow or Realtor.com someplace, and oftentimes pictures don't look what the house actually looks
like.
Well,
yeah.
Because I wouldn't be doing my job.
If they did.
If I didn't make the house look as good as I possibly can, that's my job to do that.
That's right.
So then sometimes you'll get in a house and it may not be quite as pretty as the picture looks.
Because you fixed it all up, but the people are still living there.
We try to.
Yeah.
We try to show it in the best light possible.
Is it easier to sell a home with a family living in it or empty?
I think me as a realtor, I think here in the Bullhead area, we're a bit spoiled. We show more empty.
Okay.
But that's our demographics because we have so many seasonal. Bullhead has so many second home.
Right.
So it's easier to show a vacant home.
Ah.
So, it's easier to get in to show up without an appointment, that kind
of
thing.
But from the customer's perspective, do they want to see it empty or they want to see it lived in?
I think it depends on the actual house. We're starting to see a few more homes in our market be staged.
Staged?
Yeah, so they bring in furniture and make it.
Oh, like a model.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
And for a while, there was pretty much no staging going on when the economy was down. And we're starting to see a little bit of that going on now. But I don't know that I think the buyers are also so used to seeing the vacant houses we can get in and you're not disturbing anybody.
And you've got a little development going on in Fort Mojave, right? One little street that's got like 14 of your signs on it.
Oh, over in Mesa Vista?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of... Mesa Vista is off Mountain View Road. We just closed two houses in that neighborhood last week.
Yeah.
So there are...
My granddaughter's cousin lives there.
And yeah, because we sold that one.
Yeah, because I'm going on there all the time. And I was telling her mom, I said, did Terry sell your house? Oh, yeah, you know Terry? Yeah, I know Terry.
Yeah, a lot of building going on in that neighborhood, too.
Yeah, a lot of new houses.
I think we're going to have probably 6 or 8 new ones go up.
Wow.
With the same builder within the next 12 months. So.
So in a development like that, it's the same builder building them all?
Yes and no. That particular neighborhood, actually, the lots went to auction maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
So I think there were probably, I'm just going to guess here and say 50 lots that went to auction. So probably 5 or 6 different individuals bought those lots.
Okay.
So I know a builder that we work with bought a handful for himself, and then a developer out of Canada and a developer out of California each bought 10 or 20 lots.
Wow.
And they're using that same builder is building on all those lots.
Oh, okay.
So while it's the same builder, we don't represent that same builder. We represent the owner.
Okay.
But he's just keeping busy in that neighborhood because he's there.
So you're selling a lot of dirt lots up there that are ready for people to build what they want.
We sell them that way, and the builder and the owners are hiring that builder to build spec homes for them.
Okay.
So you can buy a vacant lot and have anybody you want build on it for you. You can build a spec home, or you can buy the vacant lot and we'll set you up with this builder to build
okay.
a custom home.
And you like doing it that way?
Larry, I like to sell houses however I can sell houses.
There's no requirements.
I'll sell you dirt, I'll sell you a house, I'll sell you.
A mobile home, a house, a condo, whatever, yeah.
We do it all.
And in your office, it's you and Josh, right?
It's just me and Josh. Josh wow. is my son-in-law, also my broker.
Right.
And actually, my daughter is a licensed realtor.
Right.
From time to time, you might run into Mandy at the office. Might. But she's a yeah. full-time mom, too, so it's mostly right. my son-in-law.
With now. Three kids, right?
Three kids, yeah.
Yeah. And so they're in there a lot.
They're there a lot, yes, yeah.
It's a family. Yeah. It's a family affair.
It is. You know, we have a very nice, I think, office building. We
you
have
do.
A two-story building.
Yeah.
Room for plenty of people in there, but most of the time there's two of us.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because you got room upstairs and downstairs. And
poor guy has to work with his mother-in-law every day. I'm surprised he stays on the same floor with me, but he does.
He's not complaining, I don't think.
Not too often.
No. No. So now, Colorado River Women's Council, what's going on there?
Just had election of officers last month.
Right.
So the big event coming up that everyone's working on right now is the Western Auction.
Yeah.
And that...
New location.
A new location. It's going to be a little bit different this year. It's been in the Chamber Auditorium forever. And
yeah.
it's going to be at Fiesta RV Resort yep. this year. There's a stage... but
yeah,
I'm not sure what all the reasoning for our change,
but
it'll be nice to try something different.
Yeah. Now, you're also on the Chamber Board.
I'm a Chamber Ambassador and on the Chamber Board of Directors, yes.
And you're on the Executive Committee.
That's true,
the Executive
too.
Board.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you ever sleep?
Larry, you know because you volunteer for everything as well.
Yeah, but... You have a full-time career, too.
I do. But I believe in giving back to the community.
Yeah.
You know, I've only lived here 7 years, and I feel like I've been here much longer. The community has accepted me with open arms.
Well,
but
we accepted Ed, too, but you're the cute one, and you're the nice one.
Well, he's the one that had to work all the time, so I could go out and volunteer and do everything
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
So now
exactly.
I'm trying to do multiple things. Yeah.
yeah. So what's new at the Chamber? Anything other than Oktoberfest is coming up?
Oktoberfest is the big thing.
What about the new sign?
The new sign, I think, should be up within the next couple of weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think we have all the... we've jumped through all the hoops, signed all the legal docs.
All the ADOT.
Got all the permit,
all the, yeah,
everything.
I can imagine.
ADOT was the last one, and that just went through, I think, last week.
Good.
I think all the ads for the first month may be sold. There might be a couple spots left, but
ooh.
I know Tina at the Chamber has been really busy getting those spots.
And you bought one.
I bought one.
Yep. Good.
I think everybody on the executive board bought an ad. It was kind of...
Well, that's
we
good.
Pushed for that sign, so it kind of felt like, dang, we worked hard,
yep.
we pushed for this, we got to make sure all the slots are full, so...
Yeah. Very
yeah.
good. All right. Well, I'm so glad you came in today.
Well, I'm glad you had me.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people out there want to know what's going on in the real estate market. But there's still homes to buy, but
oh,
you wish there was more to sell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm always willing to help. Anybody, first-time buyers, riverfront houses, anything, give me a call.
Okay. Who's the number one seller in our market?
Right now, I believe it's Mary Ellen Veraldi, Remax.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Yeah, she's been here a long time, too.
She's been here a long time, too. Yeah. But there's a lot of good agents that we vie for position in the top 10. It changes every day. Every time you have a closing, the rank changes. But there's a lot of good realtors in town. But I'd like to help. Anybody can give me a call.
Okay. Give me your number.
928-444-5150.
Right. And call anytime. That's your cell.
Call anytime. That's my cell phone.
And then your location?
2461 Miracle Mile. We're in a two-story building right behind Swanty's, the Dodge dealer.
Yeah.
It's down the hill from the Catholic Church.
Only two-story building on the road.
Yep.
Yeah, you'll be next to the homeless center here soon.
Yeah, we're very close. Yeah. Block or two away.
I know, that's going to happen real soon.
They're working there every day.
I know, they're getting ready to pour concrete, I think.
I think they might be.
All right. Terry, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Larry.
You're so knowledgeable, and you give out so much good information. Thanks.
Thank you.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
Meet Walter.
Hey, Doc, got my prescription ready?
Walter saves money at the pharmacy.
Here you go, Walter.
Oh, don't forget my Co-op Connections card.
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. You can save up to 85% on prescriptions at over 60,000 pharmacies nationwide.
Walter, your Co-op Connections card just saved you 40%.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Walter and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Make it a Father's Day to remember with a gift from the Laughlin Outlet Center. Find Dad the perfect pair of shoes for work or play at Famous Brand Shoes. And don't miss the latest styles from Pendleton for the man who has everything. How about some original art from the Florida Greco Fine Art Gallery? Boot Barn is loaded with jeans, hats, boots, and more. Talk about selection and style. Burke's Outlet offers just that. For Father's Day, meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center, Casino Drive, Laughlin.
Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
It was an era of music, fun, and beer. Brew beer at its best, but under hush-hush conditions. The 1890s is a time in history gone, but the remains of award-winning handcrafted brew beer served ice-cold is always available at Barley Brothers Brewery of Lake Havasu City. Recipient of 6 award-winning beers since its inception, Barley Brothers seeks quality, freshness, and taste. Handcrafted beer and fringe benefits for a full year. Join the Barley Brothers exclusive Brewmasters VIP Club. It's all about the beer and food. Barley Brothers Brewery on the island next to the London Bridge.
Anything Medical maintains that products and solutions should be tailored to fit your lifestyle with only the right equipment in your daily life. Anything Medical is giving 15% off scooters and lift chairs. OxyGo Portable Concentrator was $2,900, now $2,499. Additional battery was $625, now only $400. Atrix Lenco Sandals on sale for $39.95. Don't put your health needs off any longer. Anything Medical is the affordable solution you can depend on. Located at 2350 Miracle Mile in the Riverview Mall.
All right, we're back at Speak Out 2.0. Larry Tuneforce live from the Laughlin Mall. And some great guests today. I appreciate them all coming in. The show every weekday is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And, of course, there's a lot going on in the tri-state area. There always is. And the weather right now is just perfect. So, unfortunately, or fortunately, a lot of people have events going on. Now, everything that I have on Community Calendar covers from Kingman, the Laughlin, the Bullhead, the Needles, and all the little valleys in between. And a lot of it, people email me. So if you have events going on, if you've got a social club, if you've got a service club, if you've got a church, you need to email me the information so I can put it on here. My email is TuneForce, TUNFORSS, at gmail.com. And most of the information we also try to stick on our Facebook page, 2.0, Speak Out 2.0. And speaking of that, one of the first things I want to do here is mention that a couple weeks ago we had Sue Stein on from the Bullhead City, and she talked about some of the boards and what their roles and responsibilities are. They sent out an email today. They're still looking for people for the Board of Adjustments, the Board of Building Appeals, the Municipality Property Corporation, and Parks and Recreation Commission, and Planning and Zoning Commission, Water Resource Advisory Committee, and those are just a few. So if you're interested in serving on any of those, contact Sue Stein at Bullhead City or check their website. I'm sure the information is on there. Now, we did talk about the first Friday coming up tomorrow, or Friday night, in Kingman. It's downtown Kingman, and that starts at 6 o'clock. So if you want to go to a fun event and just see all the businesses open and everything, they do that the first Friday. Saturday is the Farmer's Market and, of course, Mojave Pride. The Farmer's Market is at Thunder Event Center, which is not too far from Community Pride. So all those things are going to be going on. The Farmer's Market is 8 till noon. If you want to get involved in there, call Tom at 928-542-6059. And then Sunday we have a blood drive in Culver's here in Can you tell I'm still not healthy? Culver's will give you a pint of frozen custard for your pint of blood. What a great deal that is! So the Knights of Columbus are putting that on up at the Catholic Church, 9 a.m. until 1 on Sunday. Have any questions, call 877-258-4825. And then there's another blood drive on Monday at Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort. In fact, I just saw it advertised on the billboard when I was coming around the river today. So you can participate in that and possibly get, and again, you get a certificate for a pint of blood, for a pint of, for a pint of custard, frozen custard. All right. Coffee with Cops coming up on the 12th of next month, next week actually, and that's at Walmart from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. in Kingman. Kingman's got a lot going on right now, and that's because they got beautiful weather. They don't have to put up with the one teens, and we're headed there. I mean, summer is here, and so soon we'll all be in those one teens, except for Kingman, because they stay so nice and cool up there. That's going to can it for this tuna. Thank you for tuning in today. Sean Hannity is up next, right after we do a little bit of news and weather and a couple commercials. Everybody have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.